You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers, when it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and seven-year security blanket. Teamed with OBM's designation as the only, Nathan, only Sharp Platinum-level service provider in town.
Only.
So OBM can tackle any of your copier problems, and you'll never scramble, even though you're not so fast on your feet. You'll never scramble to keep your office running. You're just not going to with this. So now it's the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns. Visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. You look like a refreshed man right now.
I feel good.
And we're going to make your day even better, because you know what we're going to do right now?
Friday Forecast.
It's Friday Forecast, and we welcome in your great buddy, a guy who just had a chance during, 18 holes of golf to contemplate and ponder the NFL and Brown stories of the day. So you know he's coming with a elevated level of knowledge and wisdom, the one and only...
The Kid! Ladies and gentlemen, The Kid, a regular on the Friday Forecast. He'll be with us all season long. The Kid, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I just take umbrage with one thing, Vic. I'm your great friend as well.
How about that?
This is the beauty of it. When you get to be like great friends with Nathan, then you get part of the Nathan family, and that includes
you.
You're
in the family,
Notorious. It includes The Miz. I mean, it's been awesome to meet all the new people in my life in this last year because of this guy. Yes.
Are you truly, if you were a birth certificate, are you a Victor or are you just a Vic?
Victor.
Ah, because the kid calls you Victor. The kid knew. How about that?
He knew. That is my given name. Yep.
I like it.
Very good.
Right. At what point did you drop the tour?
Early on. My father's name was Victor as well, but different middle name. So I wasn't a junior.
Okay.
Which I didn't. You know, he said I don't want to make you a junior and put that on you. That's what they said when I was born. So good thing. I don't know when Vic came around. Probably early on. I remember it was like in grammar school.
You don't remember? Not much love for
you know
the
what
tour.
I won't get into the other psychological problems it's caused me. But that's a whole new story when I lay on the couch and talk to somebody.
Yes. No. Okay. All right. Good. Kid, by the way, how's the game coming around?
The game is coming around. You might have needed an Ohio Business Machine to add up my score, but yeah, it's coming around.
All right, good. Good. So it is time for the Friday Forecast. We'll bring in our great producer, the one and only Mr. Jason Gibbs.
Number one.
Glad to hear everybody's back, feeling refreshed.
That's good, right.
To go. No accidents. Question number one.
I'm on the white floor.
It's an orange floor.
Well, either way, it would have ended poorly.
Anyway.
Question number one. After that, what is the one move?
Friends like these.
What is the one move the Browns made in the offseason that really gives you hope for this season?
All right, bad leadoff for us, Kill.
I'm going to say Ray Farmer's hiring. I love Ray Farmer. I love the energy and enthusiasm and the knowledge he brings to the organization.
I like that. That was a really good answer.
He did think a lot while he was playing golf.
He did.
That's why his score was so high.
You want me to? You want me to go next?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right,
I think it's
a move that you, even though it involves two players, I think it's singular, and that's the additions of Carlos Dansby, Dante Whitner, because as a duo, I think they're bringing the same thing: core leadership to defense, playmaking ability at both spots that were lacking. I don't know that just bringing one of those two guys would have been enough to expect defensive improvement. So to tie in with the kid's point here, identifying Ray Farmer did those two guys as your two biggest free agent acquisitions was the move of the offseason for this team.
And I'll go to keep the answers unique. I love the hiring of Mike Pettine. I think that he is going to be a tremendous leader for this team. I'm excited to see his first season as a head coach in the NFL. But from a player perspective, since I was going to go with where you did on the defense, I'm going to go with the moves to bring in Ben Tate and to draft Terrence West, because this was a team that was one-dimensional last year. It could not run the football. And to win in the AFC North, you're going to need to run the football, and to bring in Ben Tate and Terrence West to get that done with Kyle Shanahan, not a small part of this either, I think is going to be very good for the offensive balance on this team. And given the impending Josh Gordon news, you're going to be need to run the football. So getting Tate and West, I think, was a very, very good move.
Number two.
Question number two today, guys. Outside of the quarterback battle, what are you most looking forward to seeing in this training camp? What or who? Let me put it that way.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the running backs, not to, just echo Nate, but I'm looking forward to seeing West especially. I think he's going to be the Alfred Morris of our offense. I think by the end of the year, he's going to be the main. He's going to be toting the rock the most, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him.
I'm going to go with Camp Patton in the sense of how this looks and resonates on the field. I think you can get a feel for how organized, how well-structured, and how much a program is solidly put together by what you see on the practice field day in and day out, drill after drill. And I think through the years, we've seen a hodgepodge. We've seen different types of coaches take it different ways. I'm expecting something a little more from Mike Pettine and how this team follows through. It will show me if, right off the bat, what kind of command he has, what kind of tone he sets.
I'm looking forward to seeing who emerges and steps up at the wide receiver position, because the guys that when you and I go through and make our wide receiver depth charts, the only one we've seen that's expected to play a regular basis is Andrew Hawkins. Anthony Armstrong, you could make the cases in there, but Miles Austin, we have not seen yet. Mm-mm. Nate Burleson, we have not seen yet. My guy, Charles Johnson, we have not seen yet. Travis Benjamin, we have not seen yet. So who is going to emerge in this wide receiver group? Because ultimately, while I don't think this is a team that's going to lead the league in passing attempts, you're not going to have a receiver, I would guess, if there's no Josh Gordon, probably not going to have a receiver over 1,000 yards this year. Probably not going to have a receiver at, 80 or more catches this year. But you're going to need competent play out there and the ability to make plays when called upon, because when you run the ball as effectively as the kid, Victor, and myself think that we're going to, there are going to be opportunities to make big plays off of play action. And we need to see who's going to step up on the outside. I have very little concern about Andrew Hawkins, provided that he's healthy in the slot. I think he's going to be a phenomenal addition there. Jordan Cameron, the tight end. It's an offense that uses the tight end all the way dating back to Shannon Sharp. It's going to continue to use him. I think he will be very effective. But who's going to step up on the outside? That's what I'm going to be looking at on a daily basis, because ultimately it's going to be linked to the quarterback as well. Having those weapons outside, giving that quarterback a chance to succeed.
Number three.
Question number three today, guys. Name the one player on this team that you think will have a breakout year.
Well, I'm going to have to say Charles Johnson on that one. I'm looking for Josh Gordon-like performance out of him, to be honest.
Wow.
The kid on the bandwagon. Are you driving the bandwagon, the kid? Am I shotgun on this bandwagon?
I think you might be. You were driving Josh Gordon, and I was shotgun last year. But Charles Johnson, I just got a real good feeling Ray Farmer stole one there.
Wow.
I like it. I actually saw him in the camp last night. I saw him in the cafe this morning, and he said a bunch of his friends blew him up, because as we went off the air, kind of my final thought was keep your eye on Charles Johnson. Right. That's my big sleeper this year, and he told me he's going to make me look good. So I like that. I like that confidence.
Well, you can tell him he can make me look good too.
Well, now I'll tell him the kid's driving. I'm just in shotgun right now.
I hope he does. I hope you're both right on that one. I'm going to go defense. I think we're going to see Paul Kruger be a very different player than he was last year from a production standpoint, from an impact standpoint. I think this defense is better suited, and what he's being coached to do and how he's being coached to do it all should be leading toward opening the floodgates to this guy getting much more in the way of sacks. I think he can have the kind of season that Mario Williams had as a breakout player for Buffalo last year in Pettine's scheme, but I'm thinking it's going to be Kruger's year.
I'm going with the guy who's actually going to be playing the Mario Williams role in this scheme, my man Jabal Sheard. I think Dirty Dozen, that's how many sacks he's going to have in this defense this season. I think it's time for Jabal Sheard. Let's not forget, he's playing for dollars. That always helps give a little extra motivation to these guys out there. In my opinion, when you look at the guy you mentioned, Paul Kruger, I mentioned Jabal Sheard along with Barkevius Mingo, those three are going to have to all elevate their game significantly for this D to ultimately get where it wants to go. So I hope that that happens, and I hope that you and I are right, and I definitely hope that you're right over there, the kid with Mr. Charles Johnson.
Number four.
Final question today, guys. What is your best NFL training camp memory? I know it doesn't have to be here or any kind of training camp memory. Your favorite one.
Well, I'm going to go with predicting the future and say my next visit to the training camp is going to be my favorite, because that'll be the first time I meet Victor in person, and really looking forward to it.
We need when to schedule this so that when you do come out, though, that is the night that we all break bread.
Oh, yeah. When is Lock and Four coming in town?
Lock and Four is coming in town next Monday.
Okay. The 28th.
Okay.
We'll make it happen, though. Let's time it. Let's
maybe
time it
Monday.
I might be in Canton, though, afterward. I got to go down to.
On the 28th, that early?
Yeah, if we have a preliminary, like.
Notorious is a man of many talents, folks, and he's got to help Andre Reed.
Well, my visit is definitely going to have to be when the Notorious one.
All right, we're going to. That's it. We will do that. That is a priority for me. I'm writing it down. All right. Camp memories. I've got many. And have had the opportunity to be at so many of these different camps throughout the league too. So they sometimes get to crisscross and blend and this and that. But I'm going to say that for me it was standing. I was covering the Philadelphia Eagles, and this is way back. This is Dick Vermeil, the head coach. And I'm at Westchester, where they used to hold their camp, Westchester University, PA. And I'm waiting for the elevator, because our rooms that we stayed at in the dorms, as players and coaches did as well, the media did. And I'm hearing this incredible noise, almost like the sound of the earth shaking, like an earthquake, and it's coming from the elevator. It's boom, 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 boom. The elevator's just. And I'm saying, is the elevator gonna fall or whatever happening, and then it stops, the doors open, and it's one guy in the elevator. His name was Charlie Pitcock, and he was this guy who fought everybody every day of practice. He was an offensive guard, terrible player who just could fight. He would take his helmet off and swing his helmet at guys. They eventually cut him because he was just a maniac. What he did, he was punching the walls of the elevator all the way down, just creating this racket. That's 1A, and 1B was when Bob Ferguson, when I was covering the Buffalo Bills, Bob Ferguson, who was then the assistant director of player personnel, I remember walking down and making sure there was a particular player who was getting cut from the team, and they were afraid of his reaction. And the first thing Bob did before he told them he was being cut, and Bob was the Turk at the time, was to make sure they confiscated his firearm, which he had in his camp with him. And they did that, and then Bob came walking back. I said, Bob, what do you got there? He says, oh, that's player X's gun. And he says, because we got it out of his room while he was out in the field, and then we cut him. And that worked out okay. Nobody got hurt.
Man.
Those are the bad old days.
That's a serious story right there, Doris. I'm going to go back nearly a decade, and it was the first time that I was ever on television. I'd never been on TV before. And I came out to do a fantasy football report for WOIO, coincidentally the day after the beautiful Elena Dora Schaefer, daughter of the kid of the kid, was born. And it was my first time out here in a long time. And I went out there, did the TV hit, and that kind of got me going in the fantasy world locally. And it's amazing how it's come full circle. And I'll be back at training camp tomorrow now as an employee of the Cleveland Browns. So that'd probably be my best one, I would say. And then as a child, there was one time I got to go out to Napa and see Joe Montana and the 49ers. And that was very cool. But I don't have a vivid memory of it other than it happening. But that was probably my training camp one. The kid, before we let you go, I want to get one last Friday forecast question in from you, because you and I know we have talked about this, and we're 1 week away, and I don't know when we're on the air if we'll ultimately know what's happening with Josh Gordon, but how do you see that playing out, especially in light of what happened with Ray Rice?
If Ray Rice gets two games, if Josh Gordon gets anything more than 8 games, it's an absolute criminal offense. I know he needs to go to rehab. Send him to rehab.
And reportedly he has gone to rehab for 2 weeks. The reports are out there now.
Well, he probably needs about 6 more weeks of rehab. Bring him back for the stretch run. He'll be rehabilitated, and he deserves to play.
Interesting perspective, and a great one. You know, one memory I could I I would have shared. It used to be my favorite memory, but I can't anymore politically. It can't political correctness doesn't allow it to be, but I'll say it just to show you my age and everything else. But my first opportunity to interview a player at a training camp, I won a contest way back when in Central New York.
Really?
A little newspaper to go out to the Buffalo Bills training camp, which was then in Niagara Falls, New York, to interview a player by the name of O.J. Simpson. And it was the year that he would go on the training camp before he'd go on to the 2003-yard season. And I remember him projecting in the interview, he said, and I thought I had like the scoop of the world. He says, I think we're going to win 10 games this year, something along. That's all I remember of it. I asked a lot of other dumb questions, and you know, again, just 15-year-old Vic, 14-year-old Vic, whatever I was.
Were you Victor or Vic then?
I was Vic. And it was like one of my first bylines in a newspaper. It was a very exciting thing. But
awesome.
Years later, there's a whole new thing, you know, and the photo with him and all that. But now it's many years ago, it turned into something very bad. So it was, but at the time it was, you know, a cool, it was one of those badges that you sort of wore like, hey, I got to do that back in the day.
Is that what really kind of got you started?
I was already in full mode that I wanted to be in the business. That just helped, that helped it along in a big way. So, you know, winning that, and the Bills, you know, ran the contest, and it was, you know, I know you had to write an essay or something. My dad, I didn't have a driver, but my father drove me to the camp, and you know, it was everything about it except for what's happened since was a great memory. I mean, just going out there, just my dad and I driving out to camp, hanging out at Niagara Falls, and at the time I was in Central New York. I wasn't in Buffalo, and knowing full circle years later that I would, it was so weird, but I would end up covering the Bills for 18 seasons. OJ actually, when he was with NBC, would interview me a lot during the Super Bowl run because he was their feature reporter guy too, right, the sideline guy. So he'd come to Buffalo to do interviews with some of us who wrote about myself, Larry Felser, columnist for the Buffalo News, to just get insights on the team. So it was like one of those full circle deals. That's
amazing.
So bizarre.
So you knew, though, as a child or a young adult,
yeah,
that you,
what
this
I wanted
is what
to
you
do?
Wanted
oh,
to
yeah,
do.
It was nothing else. It was this. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's going to suck when I have to stop doing this because I don't know what else to do. I mean, I don't know what other line of work
you're
to
never
get into.
You're going to have to
stop. Maybe the kid will help me.
The kid
will help me. Yeah, I could sell something. Sell real estate. All right, we've got more coming up. We are going to talk to Solomon Wilcots, NFL Network and CBS Sports, and the Browns preseason broadcast. He's going to be the analyst on those. We'll get his insights coming up next on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline. Lots of fun here on a Football Friday. Training camp underway. First practice tomorrow. CBD, ESPN 850, WKNO.
The Kids.